Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Grace with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a 12-year-old boy from the Sunshine Coast remains in a critical condition after being hit by an alleged drunk driver on Father's Day. The victim was riding a scooter outside an IGA in Blybly around 5 p.m. According to police, the 27-year-old driver failed the roadside breath test and will face the Maroochydore Magistrates Court in October for low-range drink driving.
Residents from Ipswich City Council region claim that fumes from a nearby waste facility in Swanbank is making them sick. A statement put out by the Department of Environmental and Science claims it has been actively investigating the reports, but the issue is complex. Ipswich Mayor Teresa Harding says the waste companies were not compliant, calling on the department to do their job.
In national news, police are investigating a fire that destroyed a mobile petrol station on New South Wales Hume Highway overnight. The fire broke out at 10 p.m. last night and took 50 firefighters from across the area to stop the fire from reaching the fuel bowsers. No injuries were reported.
A number of state and territory children's commissioners are calling for a national commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. The First Nations Children Commissioner, Guardians and Advocates are expected to put forward their proposal at a conference today in Darwin. Gamilaroi woman and commissioner Natalie Lewis says having a national commissioner will provide single point of coordination, commitment and accountability.
In international news, George Vildar has been sacked as the head coach of the Spain's women's national football team with no immediate explanation for the dismissal from the Spanish Soccer Federation. Recently, Vildar applauded Federation President Luis Rubiales when he refused to resign over widespread criticism of an aggressive kiss on the mouth of World Cup player Jenny Hermoso. Assistant coach to Vildar, Monty Sumitomo, will replace him, being the first woman to hold the job.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.